Okay, we're picking up in the last line of Nun Aleph Amud Beis with the words of Ketzad Asa Maimar. So we're quoting the Mishnah. The Mishnah was discussing Machlokas between Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim. And the Mishnah then went on to discuss how do we have a case of, well, we're going to see, that this seemingly is not relevant to the Machlokas between Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim. So again, so turning Nun Aleph Amud Beis, Ketzad Asa Maimar, turning on to next time, that's Nun Beis Amud Aleph. So the Gemara points out, Hai Get Achar Gethu. So the Mishnah began with the Machlokas Rabban Gamliel and Chachamim regards to a machlokas, whether a get after get and a maimer after maimer works, and then the Gemara says ketzad. And then in response, the Gemara gives an example in which a get is following a maimer. That is not the machlokas that we discussed. We discussed get after get and maimer after maimer. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara answers Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda answers Halchi Kamar. This is what the Mishnah is meaning to teach us. Get achar haget, umaymar achar maymar, kidda amra. That the case of get achar get and a maymar after maymar, that's what we already mentioned, meaning that the Braisa fleshed that out. The Mishnah doesn't really feel the need to get into it. Then we have the Kitzan. When did Rabbi Gamliel say that there is no get achar get? The Mishnah doesn't discuss this case. In Echanami, the Braisa discussed it, but the Mishnah doesn't discuss it. And Yavam achar echar v'yavam achas, with regards to the case of one Yavam and one Yavama, who therefore they've done several different inyanim with regards to Yibum, ketzad etir hater ason. When are they going to be removed from their zika to each other? Asa maimer b'yavimtov and asan laget. If a yavam does maimer with his yavama and then he does a get, then you would still need one more thing to remove the connection. That is tzricha imenu chalitza. She requires chalitza from him. In that circumstance, then you'd be able to assume that there's no longer a bond, a zika bond between the two of them. Okay, so that was that point of the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah continues, said asa maimer abal arezika mitzvasa. If someone does maimer and then has relations with this yavama, that is the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, so this is seemingly is a support, a proof for the sheet of Rav Huna that holds that the mitzvah of Yibum is supposed to be done in the manner that you first do Kiddushin, which we're going to call Maimar. Kiddushin, we're going to see, is basically the same thing as performing Kiddushin is basically the same thing as Maimar. And then you have relations with the lady. In the Torah, it only says that you do, you have relations. That's how you do it. But it's supposed to still first be Mekadesh. So the Gemara says, no, this isn't necessarily a raya from the Mishnah, because you could say, Ema af zeh kemitzvasa. The Mishnah would say that this first Maimar is in accordance with her mitzvah, specifically her mitzvah, that meaning that it doesn't mean that it's preferable to Maimar, rather it's just it's what the way that she wanted to be done. So the Gemara says, Pshit, it's obvious that this was according to her mitzvah. What else was she going to be doing? Obviously, that's what she wanted to be done. So the Gemara says, Selkadei techamina, I would have thought, Kevin damar mar, as we saw in Daf Chav Test, that how is a maimer vivimto parchay min azikas yavamin. That someone who does maimer with the yavama, the yibum is going to that the yibum attachment that he previously had is leaving him. V'chalav zikas erisin v'nisuin. Now he's going to be erisin v'nisuin. That the maimer removes her from the category of yavama who has the zika, rather, and moves her into this category of an erisin v'nisuin. An erusin v'nisuin, we know, is only going to be done consensually and with da'as, that you need to have in mind you're getting married, and you need to be done consensual, as opposed to yibum, which is done even if it was against her will, and even if it was by accident. All those examples, if you have relations, that still is going to create the situation of a yibum. So ima lav mitzvah kavitz, I might say, therefore saying that by having relations with this yavama after marrying her with maimer, he is not necessarily performing the mitzvah. Since he's marrying her in the manner that one marries an ordinary wife, he's creating the impression that whatever he's doing is not yibum, but rather just a regular marriage. Therefore, this maybe should be avoided. That's what I would have thought. So therefore, the Gemara says, Kamashman, therefore the Mishnah is teaching you that this is the way it should be done. And he doesn't need to be concerned with necessarily some false implications that it might be considered like a regular marriage. Although the Gemara has rejected the proof against Rav Huna that Maimar is preferred, we still pasken like that. That is going to be the case. A person who does Yibum, again, as Rana said, we don't really do Yibum anyway, but really, if a person was doing Yibum, then you had to do Maimar. You should be doing Maimar first. Now the Gemara goes back to analyze Rav Huna. Gufa, Amar Rav Huna, mitzvah Yavama mekadesh v'akach aboil, that the mitzvah, the Yavama, is what first you do Kiddushin, and then he has relations with her. So v'im bal vasa maimar, kana. If you actually do the other round, let's say you have relations first and then you do maimar, that's kona. So Gemara asks, im bal vasa maimar, pshita, taha kana b'via. What do you mean that Rav Huna has to teach you a chiddush that if you have bia first, that's kona her as a yavama? That's pashit, that's the mitzvah d'oraisa. That's the mitzvah d'oraisa is to have relations. That's what we know. That's considered the mitzvah d'oraisa. Maimar is just a din d'rabbanan. It's not detracting anything. So if you do bia first, you have relations first, then pashit, it should work. So what exactly was the chiddush of Rav Huna? No, it means that if you have relations without doing maimer whatsoever, you still are going to be koneher. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Vatanya loke, but wasn't it Tanar Breisa that you're going to have, you're going to get malchus, you're going to have lashes for having bia without doing maimer in advance, as Rashi points out, that at the end of the day, these are l'chora, if we're assuming that the malchus on a level of Deoraisa, so if on a level of Deoraisa, l'chora, then maimer would be something which is going to be an implication over here, is that if he fails to do maimer, he's not acquiring an Isra as a wife, and it would be an Isra Deoraisa. So the Gemara says, no, that's not an Isra Deoraisa over here, this malchus that you thought, rather malchus mardus min derabbanan. And the Braisa means to say that he receives these lashes on a din derabbanan, on a level of derabbanan, and he does not have the regular malchus, the 39 lashes that we know are a din derabbanan. So rather, you get the din of malchus min derabbanan, and therefore there is no issue of assuming that if you do it without maimer, on a level of Deoraisa. So since the maimer is not a level of Deoraisa, one who desolate is going to be acquiring the Avama without necessarily doing the din of maimer beforehand. So the Gemara says, derav, so the Gemara is bringing a proof that the din of a person who has bia without previously doing maimer is going to be only a din derabanan. Derav, man ged rav would give lashes on a level of derabanan, may demand a bekadosh bevia. We know that the famous Mishnah in Kiddushin, the very first Mishnah, Isha, right, Kesef Ishtar Bebia, the three ways that a woman could be taken in marriage, Kesef is money, we do Sheva Kesef, that we do that, that's how we do it. Shtar is not the Ksuba, people get confused. The Ksuba is not the Shtar. Shtar is any piece of paper that you write. You have to write it. It has to be written Lishma, and it has to be written right with all the. You have to make sure that it's written with all the understanding, all the nuances. That it has to be kasher that you're mekadesher, and you give her the Shtar. So that would be a level of deraisa also. And also, bia is another way that the Gemara learns out that you're allowed to do it. So now, if you do it through bia, Rav used to give imposed lashes on level derabanan because he thought that this is something which is very improper to do, and therefore he would say that you'd get malchus. Now this is a level of derabanan, so we're assuming that even in the case of yibum, where you're doing it through bia, is the performing the mitzvah similar to kedushin, that it is not considered something which is this is something which is appropriate. You should not be doing it without first getting married, and therefore Rav says you get lashes. Now the Gemara also umand mekadosh b'shuka, someone who also wants to marry his wife in the marketplace. He also thought that's inappropriate because it's something considered lowly, Rashi says, and therefore it's not something that should be done in the marketplace. Umand mekadosh below shaduche, also someone who is getting married without first getting into shaduche, without agreeing to it, without the original steps, preliminary steps of getting married, that's also considered something which is inappropriate. Uman de bevatel gita, someone who's nullifying a get. This is referring to a different case over here, where a husband who sends a shaliach to go give a get to his wife, before the shaliach goes to give it to the wife, the husband decides to retract and say that I'm mevatel the shlichus and I want to make the get null and void. Rav gave lashes, Rav gave malchus to that because we're afraid, what if the shaliach continues on his way? You saw the shaliach, you ran into him, and you say that you're mevatel it in front of his presence. Let's say he just decides, you know what, I'm going to give it to her anyway. So she's going to think that she is no longer nations there. She's going to get married and her children will be mamzerim. So therefore, to avoid that potential circumstance, Rav would give lashes to anybody who's mevatel to get. Uman de maser moda agita. So someone who says, he writes a notice that their get is being written against his will, even though the court is allowed to force the husband to give a get and right to give him malchus until say Rotsani, the famous Rambam over there, that really the Pintaliyat, every Jew really wants to do the right thing, and if he's not giving his wife a get, he's doing a terrible thing. So we're allowed to force him, because really when he says he wants to, that's really considered lishma. But if he says that I was really coerced and I was not doing it, so really even though the court had the right to do it, so it really was a good get, but still it's going to lead to people questioning the validity of the get, and they're going to think that this woman, if she gets remarried, her children are mamzerim, which is not the case. Again, if the court has the right to force the get, we're allowed to force him to do it in certain circumstances, so then the get is kosher, even if he says it was against my will. But still, we're afraid that it's going to be moti las in the get. We don't want that to happen, so we give him malchus for that, to avoid him saying that. Someone who's also not nice. Rashi gives two explanations. Rashi in Kiddushin says that based on the gears over there was man de matzar shluchad rabbanan, that a person is giving you like papers, basically serving you in court. That's what they used to have, a shaliach serving this person in court, telling you have to come to Beis Din, and you harass the guy, you treat him badly. So Rashi says over there that you're treating him not nicely. Rashi's over here, they seemingly not treating him nicely, but over there Rashi seemed to understand that you're actually hitting him. You're really physically getting involved with him. Either way, you're not doing something that's wrong with this shliach beistin. Someone who is still in a state of excommunication for 30 days, he doesn't even try to appeal his excommunication. In that case, when they put him in excommunication, Rav would give him malchus in order to, he shouldn't want to be in excommunication. He should want to be put out of excommunication. And also a chassan, a groom who is living in his father-in-law's house, were afraid that the mother-in-law is going to be especially nice to the son-in-law, and it would lead to some sort of promiscuity, so we don't want to avoid that, and that would be, that's usher. So Tosa is going to point out, we do that, and people live in their in-law's house a lot many times, and during COVID a lot of people had this issue, they went into they lived there, so you're allowed to do this. So Tosa says we're going to rely on, basically they're going to see their sheet of Na'arda, it doesn't have this in their list, and then we hold Sefek Darabanan Lekula, since it's only a Gzera Darabanan, we're allowed to hold Sefek Darabanan Lekula, we don't hold of this one, and we are Mekel on the Chas and the son-in-law, and the meaning the together living in their parents, the in-law's house. Didari is, so the Gemara points out that the groom is living there, is going to be given lashes. The Chalif, lo, this implies that he's just living there for a little bit, just living there for a few days, whatever it is. You're passing by, that's going to be mutter, v'ahu, the Chalif, abava, de vechamua. But Nagdi Rav Sheishas, but there was once a guy who was only living there for a short period of time, he was only passing by, and Rav Sheishas gave him lashes. So the Gemara says, no, how did Maidim Aviyadin Vechamase? There, everybody knew they were suspected in Yanim that the mother-in-law and the son-in-law were having these relations. So they already, like, warned him, basically, said not to go there even for a short period of time, and he did. So then, they gave him Malkus. Now, the Naradai had a different gear summary, but Kulun Loman Gerav. No, Rav didn't give lashes in any of the circumstances. Ella, the Makadish Beviyah of Elo Sheduchai. Except for the first two, the one who gives two of the list, rather, not all the first, rather, the two on the list, is that you're Mekadesh, a woman, you marry a woman without first entering into an agreement with her, and also the case of Mekadesh Bebia, you're Mekadesh, a woman, said out of order, but the woman, Mekadesh, a woman through just having relations. Now, some say that even even if the man did the agreement, Rav also gave him lashes because of, I think, the Gedushin through Bia is going to be problematic. If you're Mekadesh Meshuduchi and then Mekadesh Bebia, that's still going to be us according to Rav. But according to Naradai, they don't have all the other things in the list. Included in that is the son-in-law lives in the father-in-law. Tosa says that we rely on that, Bizmanazid, that's what they were relying on. Tadar Abanam, we learned in a Brisa. Kate said Maimar, how is Maimar done? Nosin la kesef v'shava kesef, nosin kesef v'shava shava kesef. The Yavam gives the Yavama money or the equivalent of money. It's mamish similar to we have the case of a regular kedushin, as Rashi points out. V'amar la iskachi li b'maimar yavamin. You say you're going to be mekadosh b'maimar yavamin. And Rashi points out the kash of alfagav diayav le midei. Lav kedushin gemurin and kedushin Torah sharei in kedushin tosin beishas e'ach v'atora lo itira lo lasis keishas nachris. Rashi points out that really this is not the same exact thing as a kedushin, because firstly, a kedushin is not chal on a chayave kares, for sure. A chayave lavin, that's going to be machlokas, we're going to have in the hemshech on the next somewhat about Rabbi Kiva and the chachamim, but really, we hold kedushin is tofes, Rabbi Kiva disagrees, he holds the kedushin not tofes, but we hold kedushin is tofes, chayave lavin. Here is a chayave kares. The Ashes Achiv is a Chayav Karis. So the fact that you were doing Kedushin in this formal manner is what Dindar Rabbanan Rashi points out. Uvishtar Kate said, how do you do it with a star? So Gemara says, what do you mean Bishtar Kate? What does it mean Bryce says that, how do you do it with the document? Kedamran, like we do Bishtar, Kasav La Nira La Charis, Afa Bishin Shavar Pruta, that in the case with regards to a husband who's writing a piece of paper, that's the case of a star. That even if it's not even a Shavar Pruta, the Dindar Star, Haray At, Mekudeshously, you write on the star that you are going to be betrothed to me, you're going to be married to me, she is going to be halachically married. The same applies for Maimar, as we see that the same thing, Maimar is affected in a similar manner of Kedushin. So just like Kesef and Shavah Kesef, so too with regards to a star. So why does the Braisa even ask how the star is written? The star is clearly going to be written in the way that you normally do a star, by Kesef Kedushin, by a star Kedushin rather. So Gemara says, Amar Abayi Hachi Kamar. This is what the Braisa means to say. Star Ksuvin Yavamin Ketzad. How is the Ksuba document of Yavan written? What is the text of a star of the ksuba? So here again, as we pointed out, a star of an erisin and a ksuba is completely different things. We don't have, let's say, bismanazeh, we have a ksuba, right? Ksuba is potentially dindar, right? So that's a shaila, most rishonim hold it there. Banan pashas. But a ksuba is the formal document that the husband's just agreeing. It's the insurance document that the woman is going to have at least enough to live for a year. In the event that the husband decides to get divorced or he dies. So now, when it comes to the ksuba of a yavama and yavam, the question is, what is the text of that? Because it's going to be a little bit different. Because kosev la ana palcha nebar ploni, I son and son, son of Reuven, the son of Shimon. Kabati yad plone ziyabamti alai lazun l'parnes karoi. I'm going to support her as fitting for her. Uvilvat shetek suvasa nifsa balerson. But here's the one difference, that the one difference between a regular marriage and the yibum over here, the yavam and the yavama, is that the ksuba is really on the estate of the first husband. The first husband's estate, even though he's obligated to support her on a level of deraisa pashtus, that's the she'er k'shusa ona, he has a level of supporting on a level of deraisa, but that is only in regards to what he supports her right now. If he dies or gets divorced, the k'suba goes back, that's the chiddush of the Torah, that the k'suba really goes back to the original husband's estate, and that is going to be the din of the Gemara over there. We had the Gemara on Lama Tess earlier. The Gemara explained the reason for that they gave the woman, the wife, the Yavama in Mishamayim, that's not his obligation to personally to give this amount, only it's really the obligation really rests on the first husband. So now the Gemara says, the Isle Lays Marisha, but what happens if the guy doesn't, the first husband's estate doesn't have anything to give the ksuba for? So therefore the Gemara says, in that case, take the Rabbanan and Mesheni, Kadesh Lo Te Kalabain of Lahotsia, that the Rabbanan made a takana that the second guy has to, the new Yavam, has to write a ksuba from his own estate in order that it shouldn't be easy for him to divorce her, because the whole reason, the idea, the basic ksuba obligation was instituted as a deterrent for divorce. We don't want to have the guy divorced. He shouldn't just be able to get divorced freely. He wants to have to pay for it. So therefore, the Rabbanan imposed the obligation on the person getting married. And in a similar case over here, the Yavam, in our case, for the same reason, if the idea was that the guy is going to lose money, but he's not losing any money over here because the first husband didn't have an estate and he's not paying her anything, so we don't want that to happen. What about the case where it's the brother's estate, but who's inheriting the brother? The guy was inheriting the brother, so still, he's going to be reluctant to get divorced, in a situation where he does Yibum, in the case where it's going on the first ksuba, because the money is going to be, the estate really would have been his if she dies first, let's say, or, if they stay married, so therefore, there is a deterrent in that case. But here, where he doesn't have any money, and the second husband's not going to pay ksuba, there'd be no deterrent whatsoever for him to get divorced, that we're concerned out, and therefore, in that case, we're going to be machmir. Now the Gemara asks a question. Abaye minei Abaye mirabba. Abaye asks of Rava. What's the halacha where he says, you are divorced from me, but you're not permitted to marry any other person? So this over here is the shayla over here. The Yavam gave to the Yavama and he gave this get. So he wants to passel her to the other achim. So the shayla is this going to be a really passel her? Because really, when it comes to an HSH, so if a person gives this similar document of a get, he is not going to be, she's not going to be permitted to marry anyone. So over here, maybe we should say that the get's not chal whatsoever. So get Yavama de Rabbanan. So the whole idea of a get given to Rabbanan anyways, the Yavama is only a din de Rabbanan. And therefore I could say get de Mahanabe HSH Mahanabe Yavama. Only a get which is going to be valid by a regular case of a regular man divorcing his wife. Then it's going to be valid by Yavama. However, here, since the get is the Lamanabe HSH Lamahanabe Yavama, that here, just like over here, if the man gives a wife this type of get, it's not chal and she's not allowed to marry anybody else. So too over here, the get that's given to this Yavama is not effective whatsoever, and therefore, if the other brothers want to perform, because we know once a person gives a get on love of their abundance, he's usher to then do yibum. So maybe it should be usher for the other brothers, or since the get's not chal, maybe the other brothers can in fact still do yibum. O dilma asay la'achluvi begeta, because people come to get confused with the valid get, which a dinder abundance is that you're not allowed to get do yibum after the fact that you give a valid get. So therefore, maybe people are going to become confused to get the cases, and therefore it would be usher in this case also. Amarlei, chashinu dilma asa lechlufa begita. He responded that yes, we are afraid that maybe we're going to be confused with our get, and therefore it's going to be usher for her to marry through yibum the other to her perform yibum with any of the other brothers. So the Gemara says akasha lemaski for the Rabbi Bar Chanan, Rabbi Chanan has akasha ela ma'ata. But according to reason, yayavla niyara be'alma. If the yavam gave the yavama a ready piece of paper and just told her that you're divorced and it has nothing on it, hachanami depasa. You're going to tell me in that case also that you're going to be confused with the regular get, and that case is also usher for all the yavamin. Amar le, so Abaye clarifies his point. Hasam lo pasil bekuna, that piece of paper is not disqualifying her for the kuna, and it means nothing whatsoever in a case of a normal get. If a guy gives a piece of paper and says I'm divorced to you and has nothing on there, no edim, no nothing, so she's not considered a grusha on any level whatsoever. Hachal kapasi bekuna, but here in the case of a get that says that she's usher to marry anybody else, so really in all intents and purposes, for the purposes of a get, she's fully married to him because she's not allowed to marry anyone else. So therefore, I would have thought that it's mamash possible get, but it's not though, because it passes her from a kahuna. If the kohen gave her this type of get, or even Yisrael gave this type of get to his wife, she's considered a divorcee. She's no longer allowed to marry the kohen because of a reach again. Tisanya, v'isha grusha meisha leikacha. The pasuk says that the kohanim should not be taking a woman who's divorced from her husband. Afilu lo nisgarsha ela mi'isha. This implies that even if the woman is divorced only from her husband, but not permitted to anybody else, lo yikacho, she's not going to marry him. Vainu reach aget sheposel bekuna. This is considered what's reach aget, really the smell of a get that's apostles that lady from kahuna. In this case over here, since it, at the end of the day, it has no halachic significance insofar as she's not allowed to marry anybody else and really doesn't remove the marriage, but that's still called reach aget on the level which at the end of the day, the husband's wife is considered a divorcee and she no longer is allowed to marry a kohen. It's a big machlokas rishonim if a reach aget is a din daraisa or a din derabanan. The pashtus over here of the gemara over here, the Rashba understands like this also in Gittin, and many Rishonim held like that also, that it's a din daraisa, as the Gemara is learning out from Sukkim. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, he says that it really, it's an asmach to be alma, a reach aget, and the Pesukim that we're quoting is only allusion, but not really a din daraisa, the idea of reach aget. But either way, we see that really, since there is a reach aget, there is a chalos to this get, even though for the purpose of her being divorced, not really fully a chalos, but for the purposes of the fact that she's pasul for kahuna, she's still considered a divorcee, so too with regards to Yibum, we're going to be machmir. That's what we see over here. So now the Gemara discusses another case. Amar Avam Bar Chama Hare Amru. Amar Echad Lavdar. Someone tells the Sofer. He tells the Sofer who's writing, Kasov get la rusasi nasena egarshena. Right, he's married to her in the Erusin stage. So he writes, he says, write a get for my arusa when I bring her in the nisuin, I'm going to use that get. So the Gemara says, I raise a get. The get's still going to be valid. Nay, should be yado la garsha. That's a whole big thing over here. A big lambda, so I don't have time to get into it, of the concept of yado. Since right now, he's an arusa to her, and therefore, he's allowed to use the get immediately. So the way many understand the idea of yado is that since I have the power to affect it at this time, therefore, I'm allowed to be, I'm considered biyado, therefore I have the right to assume that it's going to be chal, even though, I'm doing another maisa before I give this get over. So turning on to the next number now, nebez and nebez, because it's biyado lagarsha, turning on to the next number, ulisha be'alma, turning on to the next number, but if someone does this, he tells the sofer, write a get for this person who I didn't marry yet, and then after I marry her, I'm going to use it to divorce her, that is not going to be in get, mibnei, she'in biyado lagarsha, because right now, you don't have the ability to affect her divorce, because at the end of the day, you're not married to her yet. Since you don't have the capacity to divorce this woman, it's also, you don't have the ability to give the get. That's because many understand that the get has to be written lishma. It has to be written for the purpose of the woman that you're divorcing her. And therefore, if it's not considered your wife yet, that can't be considered lishma. And that's the issue over here. That's how Rishonim explained this idea of biado, that really biado makes it lishma. And if it's biado, it's lishma. And here, you don't have the concept of lishma because you're not married yet. So Gemara says, Baye Rami Bar Chama, Liyavimta Mao. If someone does this for Yavama, he writes a get before he takes her in Yibam, he takes her in Yibam and then decides to use this get, is it going to be kosher or not? Kevan da Gida Bay, do I say that since there is this Zika bond between the two of them, then it's going to be similar to Karusas Adam, it's going to be similar to the case of an Arusa, and therefore it's Biyado, and then it should be Chal. Al Dilma, Kevan de Lov, Rabbi Maimar, lo, that since he does not yet perform Maimar with her, it's not considered like the stage of Arusa, and it's going to be invalid since the get can't be used to remove her at this point, on the level of Daraisa for sure, because you require specifically Chalitza, maybe it's not going to be considered Lishma on this point, and the Gemara says, Teku, that we leave this question unanswered. So we leave this question unanswered, it's a good question, and we leave the both studim not answered. Now the Gemara says, Bai Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina has another question. Kasav get lezikasai viloma mamaro. If the Yavam, he performs Maimar, so then he writes a get specifically for his Zika and not for his Maimar. So we know that there's two different things connecting him, the fact that there's Maimar and the fact that there's Zika. So he, after doing Maimar, he specifically writes a get there that it should only remove their Zika and not their Maimar. So the Gemara says, Lamamara Velola Zikasa, or if he specifically writes the get to remove the Maimar that he had done, the Maimar marriage, but not the Zika. So the Gemara says, Mao, what's Alacha? Rabbi Chanina is wondering, Maimar Iloa Zika Ka, Rami? Do I say that the Maimar is on top of the Zika? That the marriage that the Yavam is doing through Maimar is just extending the Zika that they had previously done, and it's not a new thing, it's not a new Zach. Vehavele Kimigarish Chatzi Isha. And therefore the Yavam is like someone who's divorcing half of his wife. Specifically, at this point, he's giving half his wife, and would it be chal? The megar shchatsi isha lo asav l'klum, because you can't divorce half your wife. So therefore, I've accomplished nothing, and therefore, it's not a valid case, not a valid get whatsoever. In our case, also, the yavam remains permitted to yavam and the brothers. Odilma, or maybe I could assume the haylechudikai vaylechudikai, that the zika stands by itself and the maimer is standing by itself, and really there is validity to this aspect of the get that you're giving her, the maimer, and therefore it'd be usher for her to marry the nafkamina. Would be that it'd be usher for her to marry the brothers. if you have done that. And it's going to be usur for her. So that's the shayla over here. So on the other hand, maybe you could say that you give the get for his maimer, that it's going to be usur for him, but permitted to the brothers. Maybe we bring it to brothers in that circumstance. Like Mar says, so why don't we petition Lema de Rava? Why don't we answer this statement from what we learned by Rava? Dama Rava. Rava says the case of a woman. The case of a woman we had on Daf Lamed Beis. Rava is talking about a case where you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. They're married to three unrelated women. Reuven dies, and Shimon does Maimar with Reuven's widow, with Reuvena. So the Mishnah talks about then what happens if Shimon then subsequently dies before having the chance to do Yibum. So the Gemara, the Rava says that both of them have to do Chalitza, and they're not allowed to do Yibum, because the woman of the Maimar is Reuvena, the wife of Reuven. She still has the Zika of Reuven attached to her, and the Zika of Shimon, because she didn't fully perform the Din Daraisa of doing Yibum yet. So therefore, her and her Tzara, Medin Darabanan, is going to be Pater from doing Yibum, Asur for the Yibum, and you can only require Chalitza. So Rava says over there, Nasan Get Lamamara, the one who performed Maimer, and he gave the Get specifically for his Maimer wife, but not for the Zika, Hutra Sarasa. That in that case, the Tzara is going to be permitted to do Yibum. In a case where Shimon had done Maimer with Reuvena, the wife of Reuven, and then subsequently does a Get. So according to Rava, now Shimon's wife, Shimona, they're not related in this case, Shimona is allowed, if Shimon subsequently dies, allowed to perform Yibum with Levi. So that, in that case, because the whole tie was removed from Shimon. Rava clearly holds that a get given only by Maimar, but not for the Zika, is going to be valid. So why is Rav Chanina Mesupak about the idea when, lechor, we have a beferish from Maimar from Rava, that in this case, that would be considered not an issue of having a widow that Mishnei Mesim, that wouldn't be an issue, and Rava says clearly that it is Chal. So the Gemara says, you're right, L'Rava Pshita L'Rava, the get is valid, that's clear. L'Rav Chanina Mibaylau, the Rav Chanina has a question, he's wondering what the answer would be, and he left it as a teiku. He doesn't answer the question. So according to the since Rava, though, it was not Masupa about Alach L'Maisa, we follow Rava. That's how the Rama Baskins in Hilchos Yibam Chalitza. We Paskin like Rava because he wasn't Masupak about it, and Rav Chanina just left it as a suffix. So since we have a Vadai, we go like Rava. So now the Mishnah said, Chalatz Vasa Maimar. If someone does, the Yavam had done Chalitza and then done Maimar afterwards, we say, Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. So the Gemara says, Amar Abu Damar Rav, Zodi Rabbi Kiva, Damar Ein Kedushin Toysim Mechayel Lav. Instead, we're going to get the concept of Kedushin be taking effect when there's a negative commandment. That is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, that all Chayavi Lavin, they create Mamzeros, and also the Kedushin is not Chal. If a man goes to a Chayav Elavin here, the case of the Chayav Elavin is that you said you're already not going to marry her, so therefore you've done Chalitza, so that is right, that's a Lav. So if you try to be Mekadesh her, that the Kedushin is not Chal whatsoever, you're not married to her. Chachamim hold that after Chalitza, after the Yavim had done Chalitza and then decides to marry her, and they hold that the Kedushin would take effect by Chayav Elavin. They hold that because it's not an Erva, only an Erva which is Chayav Karis, which is going to create Mamzeros, only that would be a case where the Kedushin is not Chal, but otherwise the Kedushin is Chal. And granted, again, you'd be a Chayav Alav every time you're doing it, but still the Kedushin is Chal. So the Gemara says, Umaymat is Mukbala Rabbi Akiva, but it's really possible that to understand that the Mishnah is a Liba Rabbi Akiva. Vakta Nereisha, in the beginning, the first case of the Mishnah, talks about Nasan Get Vasa Maimar, Tzricha Get Vachalitza. That if the Yavam does, gives a Get and then he does Maimar with her, he needs to give, or requires Get and Chalitza. The Get is needed to remove the Maimar, and the Chalitza is removed to move the Zika. So V'i Rabbi Kiva, now the Gemara fleshing out the Kasha, if we're going to assume that this mission is following Rabbi Kiva, Kevan di Ayvla Get, once the Yavam gave the Yavama a Get, Mi Mahani by Maimar, can the Maimar work at all? So does it work? Is it effective? V'hatanya, don't we learn under Baisar? Rabbi Kiva Oymer, Minayin Lanosa Get Levimta Shinesra Lavalomis. From where do we learn that one who gives the Yavama a Get, she becomes us with him forever? Shinemar Lo Yichal Baila Rishon Asher Sholcha, the Batsik says that you should not, the divorce, you should not be again, become his wife. So we see over here that there is a love. So that since there's a lav, so the achashiluach after divorce alone, he may not be able to marry her. Since Rabbi Akiva learns that there's a lav against the yavam marrying the yavama that he divorced, so according to this, the yavam is going to be unable to affect any marriage. So why does the Mishnah tell us that maimer done is maimer done after a get is going to be effective? Lafi l'shitas Rabbi Akiva l'chor, it's a lav in the Torah. A lav in the Torah is something which ain't kedushin tolusin. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravashi get yavamin b'rabban, and Rabbi Akiva says that it's usher. He just quoted the pasuk across smachta b'yalma as it is an allusion, a smachta Smarta is only that the it's a support for a din de rabbanim, but really it's not at a level of deraisa. In a chanami, had it been a level of deraisa, Rabbi Kiva wouldn't require a get because you would say that the kedushin is not chal whatsoever. But since it's only a din de rabbanim and a level of deraisa really is chal, and therefore Rabbi Kiva requires a get in such a circumstance. Now the Gemara continues. Tanya Mahachi, we taught similarly a raya for this in a braisa. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe says in a dvar malalo amar melad Rabbi Kiva that the halacha that there is no validity to a maimar after chalitza or marriage after chalitza, that was only according to Rabbi Kiva. Shayaosa chalutza ke'erva. He holds that a chalutza is like an erva in regards to the fact that in condition tosin b'chayav elavin, just like it wouldn't by an erva, as opposed to chachamim hold that only by chayav iser kares, that would be when in condition tosin. Acha avachachamim, but the chachamim say yeish achachalitza klum, that there is some sort of marriage done after the chalitza, and a person would since the chalitza is only a lav. If a person does, a person has the effect of kedushin, that would be you're required to divorce her and give her a get. So the verse says, "Va'ani Omer." Now, Rebbe continuing in the Braisa says, "Emasai." I say, when does this kedushin of the chalitza take effect? Bisman shikita l'shum ishus. When he's taking it for the sake of getting married, he performs the act of kedushin with her, not maimer for the marriage. Aval kitcha l'shem yavamos, but he does it for the sake of yivam. He mistakenly thinks that the chalitza releases the yavama only to marry an outsider, and he's still allowed to do yivam with her, and he thinks that he's doing yivam. So he completely the wrong intentions. So then, in achalitza kulum, then there would be no validity to anything after the chalitza, because he doesn't have in mind bichla that he's getting married. He thinks that he's doing it through which is the wrong kavana. That's the wrong thing. Tana yidach, as with another brisa says, a chalitza vimta v'chazer v'kitcha. Someone who performs chalitza with his yivama and then he decides to marry her. Rabbi Omer im kitcha l'shem ishus. If you marry her for the sake of marriage, tzricha imenu get. Then that's a real full fledged marriage. And he holds like chachamim that kedushin are tofes b'chayav elavim. So therefore, she requires a get from him l'shem yivamas. But if he marries her for the sake of yibum related marriage, in tzricha imenu get, she does not require a get from him v'chachamim omrim vein shikul. Both of those cases should require a get from him. So now the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yosef, my time at Rabbi, what is the reasoning for Rabbi that in a case where you have the wrong kavana, it's not going to be considered a marriage?" So he says, "I'll give an example. This is similar to a case that someone who is hoeing in the property of a convert who dies without any children, that and he thinks it's his own property, and that is not acquiring it. The halacha is that if a convert dies without any children, so the halacha is kol hakodem zacha. Whoever performs a kinyan chazaka is going to be." He's going to be machzik b'nechse ager, and he's going to acquire it, as opposed to a yid. There is no circumstance where a yid doesn't have. If you go high and far enough back, you'll always find a relative by a Jew. So only this is halacha by a convert. So now the question is, what happens here if you were his neighbor and you decided you were plowing, so that's a kinyan chazaka, or you're doing some form of kinyan chazaka by locking in the fence, something that shows ownership over property, but you thought it was your property, you were his neighbor, you thought that your border went 5 feet further than it really did. So really you were on his property, but you didn't realize it whatsoever. So the answer is that the halacha is that you're not kone. So Gemara says, Abaye rejects it. Amar le Abaye, midami hasam lokani mechavin lokani. There, the one is hoeing. You don't have any intent to acquire whatsoever, since you think it's yours. Halchak mechavin mikna. But here, in the case of someone who is mekadesh, you do have basic intent to acquire the avama as a wife. You just had the wrong intent. You thought it was through the method of yibum, not through the method of actual kedushin. Halodami ala la oder menichse ager chsaver shoger acheru dekade. It should be more similar to a case of somebody who is hoeing, who is performing an act of a kinyan chazaka in someone else's property, and you think it's a different ger. You thought it was Shimon the ger, but it was really Levi the ger. So then, in that case, since you have in mind to be Kona, even though you had in mind Kona the wrong person, still, the Kona in that case would be Kona. So too, Abai wants to tell you, you're also, if you have in mind to be Kona, it should still work. So El Amar Abaye, Hacham Ayaskina, what are we dealing with over here? Going to Amar La Hiskachali B'maymar Yibamin, where he says specifically that he wants to marry her, you are married to me with the Maymar Yibamin, specifically through the act of Maymar rather than Kedushin. That you're coming to exclude kedushin. Rabbi Savar Maimer Ilav Zika Karame. The Maimer is on top of the Zika. Ve'asi Chalitza Afkasel Zika. In our case, Chalitza came and already removed the Zika. Since it's our basis, we're going to take effect. Rabbanan Savar Haylechu Dikai Ve'Haylechu Dikai. The Zika stands alone, and the Maimer stands alone. So therefore, Miyakara Ila Amar Letzkatchili B'Mari Yavamin. So if the Yavam says originally you're married to me, the Maimer Yavamin Mila Mahane, that would work. However, Hashanami Mikne, so now that the Zika has been dissolved, so too it's going to be effective. The Rabbanan holds that it is effective even after the Chalitza, since it could be confused with ordinary Kedushin, and therefore they require a get. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Rava Amar in tomorrow's daf.